Peace. Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们今天要先来读一段的圣经。
Let's read a portion of scripture.
是在雅各书。
James.
雅各书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章的13-17节。
Verse 13-17.
好吧，我们翻开，我们一起来读。
Let's read together.
雅各书第四章13-17节。
James chapter 4 verse 13-17.
好，我们一起读。
Let's read together.
嗨，你们有话说，今天、明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。其实明天如何，你们还不知道。你们的生命是什么呢？你们原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事或做那事。现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的都是恶的。人若知道行善而不去行，这就是他的恶了。我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
亲爱的主，我们打开你的话。
Dear Lord, as we open your words.
我们求你的灵，圣灵来向我们说话。
May your spirit speak to us.
因为只有你的灵能够光照我们。
Because only your spirit can enlighten our.
能够照明我们心里面的黑暗。
Shine the darkness of our hearts.
照明我们心里面那些不讨你喜悦的地方。
Enlighten the something that stands way in your sight.
所以我们将今天的信息交给你。
We commit the following time into your hand.
求你对你的儿女说话。
Please speak to your children.
因为让我们真的明白你是掌管明天的神。
And help us to know you are the one who holds our future.
以至于我们在地上有一个喜乐、平安、稳妥的生活。
So that we can live a peaceful and pleasant life.
因为我们不知道明天会发生什么。
Because we don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但是明天在你的手上。
But tomorrow is in your hands.
我们也将福音朋友我们也交在你的面前。
We commit our gospel friend into your hands.
求你打开他们的眼。
May you open their eyes.
真的让我们看见人没有办法掌管明天。
Help them to know that we cannot hold our future.
求你让我们谦卑的来承认我们没有办法。
They are help us that will humbly confess that we can't.
我们只有来承认神，只有你能够掌管明天。
We will admit that you are the one who holds our future.
我们将这样接下来时间交在主你的面前。
We commit the following time into your hand.
赐给我们听到的耳朵。
Give us a ear to listen.
接受你的真道。
To receive your true word.
我们就愿意用信心来持守。
So that we'll hold fast to it with faith.
我们能够结出信心的果子。
So that we'll bear the fruits of our faith.
我们这样祷告。
We pray.
用主宝贵的名。
In your precious name, we pray.
祈求。
Ask.
Amen.
Amen.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们今天要看这段的经文。那如果你从第一节的话，是13节，你可以看到。
From verse 13, we can see.
这里有说到，他说：“嗨，你们有话说，今天、明天，我们要往某城去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。”
Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we'll go to this or that city, spend a year there.
所以你可以看到，这是一个很精明的一个生意人说的一句的话。
Here we can see a very wise businessman what he's saying.
因为他在说我有一个计划。
Here he's saying he has a plan.
他深思熟虑，他经过了制定很详细的一个计划。
After a very solid consideration, he made a plan.
你可以知道他里面有说到时间是今天或者明天。
He talk about the timing is today or tomorrow.
然后他说我们要到一座城里面去。
And he said he's going to a city.
那他也找到了合伙人。
And maybe he find his partner.
所以他说我们几个人一起到哪里去。
So he said, let us.
然后他说我们要做什么呢？
And he said, what are we going to do?
我们要在那里住一年的时间。
And we will live there a year.
然后呢，他又有说我们要做一个买卖。
Then he said he will carry on business.
然后我们要赚很多的钱。
They will make a lot of money.
所以你可以看到，这是一个很好的一个我们今天说的商业的计划。
This is very a good business plan.
这个生意人已经规划好了。
They have planned and scheduled the business.
计划要到哪里去？
And they schedule where they're going to.
在那边停留多久
？For how long?
然后他要做什么
？What he's going to do?
然后最后的结果是什么
？And what will be the outcome?
但是你当你看觉得很好，因为现在我们经常会说到商业的计划，很多人都会这样做。
It seems all very good, and every businessman does this.
但是你可以看到，在接下来的另外一节。十四节雅各就有说到一句话。
In the following verse, James says,
他说明天如何你们不知道。
He said, you don't really know what will happen tomorrow.
你可以看到这一节是好像泼了一盆的冷水。
This is like give him a really a good thrust.
然后让他说，哎，你这个计划虽然很好。
Although the plan sounds good,
但是你忘记了一点。
But he forget one point.
明天发生什么你不知道。
Because he doesn't know what will happen tomorrow.
所以这里有一个很残酷又人又不得不接受的事实。
This is a very cool reality is.
明天如何我们真的不知道。
Because we do not know what will happen tomorrow.
那你可以看到当这个人他做这么好的计划会不会照着他的计划来行呢
？Though he made a very good plan, will the plan go ahead as he wish?
或者说，会不会真的像他所预料的这样子，一步一步这样发展呢
？Or will the plan go ahead as he's expected?
我们现在会讲的一句话是
：Now we're very wisely saying，
计划赶不上变化。
The plan you cannot catch up with the change.
所以当你去看这个人，他说今天明天我们会去哪里
？And when you look at this businessman, he's thinking about today or tomorrow. He's going to somewhere.
真的不一定能够发生。
But it may not necessarily happen.
因为明天可能又有其他的事情发生。
Because tomorrow there was something coming in.
那没准他的合伙人突然不跟他合伙了。
Maybe his partner will withdraw.
没准他去的那个城市，他那边的生意没有想象他想象的这么好。
Maybe the business will not go well as he wish.
没准他的生意是赔的，不一定是真的能够赚钱。
And maybe he will suffer loss instead of have some gain.
所以以前我在读这段经文的时候
，So in the past when our brother read this portion of scripture，
难道雅各说我们基督徒不可以做计划吗？
Didn't James say that we cannot make plan as a Christian?
不是的。
No, it doesn't.
雅各的意思不是这样子。
It doesn't mean that.
雅各的意思要告诉我们一个我们经常忽略的一个事实。
He tell us a fact that we always often neglect.
我想不仅是基督徒，非基督徒都一样。
Whether Christian or non-Christian, we always act like this.
就是我们要很清楚一点。
So we must be very clear about one thing.
你我我们没有办法掌管明天。
You and I cannot hold tomorrow.
所以他后面又继续的解释，举了一个例子。
So he continued to explain.
他就告诉我们，我们没有办法来掌管自己的生命。
He tell us we cannot hold our life.
他说，你们的生命是什么呢？你们的生命原来是一片云雾，出现少时就不见了。
What is your life? You are a mist that happens for a little while, then vanish.
所以他说，人的生命就像一片云雾一样。
So he say, our life is like a mist.
我想这几天大家可能这个星期可能比较有感触，这个云雾到底是什么？
I think recently we really have the really aware what the.With the mist like sun or clouds.
因为有非常大的雾霾在悉尼。
Because recently, because of the bushfire, we sense the clouds.
所以他这里说到的云雾是很短暂的。
The mist is very short time.
因为它出现少时就不见了。
It appears and vanishes quickly.
而且你也可以看到云雾是很不定的。
And you can see this one is floating around, not fixed one.
被风这样吹来吹去的。
Will blow by the wind here and there.
是没有定向
的。Has no certain direction.
而且呢，也是很脆弱的。
And also is so vulnerable.
如果你早上起来有雾的话
，If the morning there's a fog，
太阳一出来，这个雾就没有了。
When the sun rises, the fog will disappear。
或者一阵大风过来，一下就没有了。
When the wind blow and it disappear, it will.
所以雅各将人的生命比喻作云雾。
So James say that our life is like a mist.
我觉得是非常非常的恰当。
It's very very appropriate.
人的生命就是这样子。
Our life is like really like this.
非常的短暂。
Very short.
也非常的不定。
And very so many so much uncertain.
也非常的脆弱。
So voluntary, so weak.
因为我的职业的关系。
Because our brother's career.
我的在医院里面做护士。
He is a nurse.
所以呢，可以看到很多的人在医院里面过世。
I've watched many people pass away in hospital.
所以你可以看到，不是只有老人家才会过世在医院里面。
It's not only the very old senior person pass away.
有年轻人，
有
老人，也有女人，也有男人。
Women and men.
甚至还有小孩。
Even very young children.
所以当你看到他们，就觉得生命真的非常的脆弱。
And when you watch them pass away, you really feel life so fragile.
没有一个人可以告诉说我可以活多久。
No one can tell or sure how long he is going to live.
经常有些病人来做肠镜或者胃镜的时候。
And many people, many patients come to the colonoscopy or some other test.
如果医生或者护士过来说，如果这个人要医生等一下要跟他说话。
When after the exam or test, he will be informed, say that the doctor or the nurse will come to talk to him.
你要找个房间。
Please find a room.
我们知道就有事情了。
And we can predict that something serious happened.
我们就知道肯定有不好的事情发生在他身上。
So it means that patient has a very serious medical condition.
所以你可以知道当当又最近又有一件的事情。
And recently another thing.
一个可能大家如果有看新闻的话。
When you pay attention to the news.
中国有一个明星他在参加一个节目。
A famous star participated in an event in China.
然后他在里面跑着跑着他就倒地。
He was running and all suddenly fell to the ground.
然后他就死了。
And he passed away like that.
只有33岁。
He was only 33 years old.
非常的年轻。
Very young.
也非常的强壮。
And very strong.
但是没有人知道他就在这个节目里面他就死了。
And no one can expect he passed away like in this event.
所以他的父母他的女朋友都真的是不敢相信。
His girlfriend and his parents could not believe.
但是这真正的发生了。
But it actually happened.
所以刚才说到，我们没有办法掌管我们的生命。
We just say that we cannot sure about our life.
也我们也没有办法来掌管我们的明天。
We cannot hold our future.
因为我们人真的是太有限了。
So because we are you as human is so limited.
我们没有办法知道下一秒会发生什么。
We won't know what will happen next second.
所以在箴言里面他有说
In the Proverbs they say
在箴言的27章的第一节
In the Proverbs chapter 27
他有说他说不要为明日自夸因为一日要生何事你尚且不能知道
Chapter 27 verse 1 Do not boast about tomorrow for you do not know what a day may bring
不要说明天了
Do notEven mention about tomorrow.
这里说到你今天你都不知道接下来要发生什么。
We even don't know what will happen today in the afternoon.
所以我这个看到这经文我就想到一个真实的故事。
And when we read this word, our brother think of one true story.
就是在我家乡有一天一些人坐在他的因为坐在一个店面的里面他们在喝茶。
In his hometown, a group of people sitting in a shop and was drinking tea.
然后他们就是外面就是大马路。
And there's a big road in front of them.
但是突然有一辆车就突然的冲进来。
All suddenly a car ran into their shop.
然后这几个喝茶人有几个人就死了。
And this group, a few persons just died.
所以他好好的在店里面喝茶，而且也没有走在马路上。
They were sitting there just drinking tea. Even they didn't go out to the road.
但是这辆车就来找他们了。
But actually, the car approached them, and the accident happened.
所以我们真的是不知道会发生什么。
So we do not know what will happen.
所以日本有一个写一本书的人，他说了一句话。
And there's a Japanese author.
他说：“珍惜今天，珍惜现在，谁知道明天和意外哪一个先来
？”And he wrote about treasure today, treasure now, because you do not know what will come first, tomorrow or it soon.
所以你不知道明天和意外哪一个先来。
So we do not know what will be come first, or whether tomorrow or accident.
刚才说到，我们没有办法去预知明天或者接下来会发生什么。
So we cannot predict what will happen tomorrow.
我们也没有办法，没有能力去阻止它的发生。
We do not have the capacity to hold it.
所以我们所以我觉得当雅各说到这一节的时候，我觉得真的是说到我们的。真实的情况。
So when James write down this, it truly tell us our true circumstances.
我们人没有对明天，我们没有办法来掌握它。
So we cannot hold our tomorrow.
所以很多有一些的人就活在一种的忧虑和焦虑的里面。
So many people live in anxiety, a lot of worry.
因为对未来是没有把握的。
So they are not sure about their tomorrow.
我们不知道接下来会发生什么。
They do not know what will happen.
所以就像好像一辆黑暗的车，如果大家有开车开过那个小树林的话
，When a car drives through a small forest,
里面是没有灯的。
If there's no light,
所以你只有照着车灯这样子一直的往前开。
So you can only drive by the headlight of car.
但是你不知道前面会遇到什么。
So we do not know what will happen.
所以这就像好像我们人生一样。
This is a true scenario like our life on this earth.
你在这小树里面一直开，没有路灯，你就是往着黑暗里面一直开。
So if driving across a small forest without light, you will not really know what is ahead.
你不知道前面会遇到的是一条河。
Whether you come across a river,
或者是一座桥。
Or a bridge,
或者是一个悬崖呢。
Or a cliff.
是不是当我们当认识到这一点的时候，我们是不是觉得我觉得如果做人，那不是没有办法，非常的绝望呢
？When we realize this, will you be very disappointed or very very sad about our life?
但是雅各继续说。
But James continues say.
他说：“你们只当说主若愿意，我们就可以活着。”也可以做这事或做那事。
Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live on do this and all that.
上面我们讲了很多，人没有办法来掌管明天。
We talk about so many things that we cannot hold. We are not sure about tomorrow.
人也没有办法来掌管自己的生命。
So we cannot hold our life.
但是雅各这里有提到很重要的一点。
But a very important thing he turned around and said about that.
神掌管人的生命和明天。
But God and Lord hold our tomorrow and our life.
所以他说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着。
So he said, if it is Lord's will, we can live and do this or that.
所以你可以如果看诗篇在诗人里面有说到一句的经文。
So in the Psalm is.
在139篇的第16节。
Psalm 139,
他那里说，他说未成形的体质，你的眼早已看见了。你所定的日子，我尚未度一日，都写在你的册上了。
Verse 16. If your eyes see my unformed body, all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be.
为什么神可以掌管生命呢？
Why our God hold our life?
因为他创造了我们。
Because he created and made us.
他能够就像保罗在那里在使徒行传那里有说，我给大家读一下。
Just like Paul says in Acts.
17:24-26.
Chapter 17.
他说他要将自己神将气息生命气息万物都赐给万人。
He said, Paul said to them. Verse 25, and he is not served by human hand as if he needs something else. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else.
所以他是给我们生命的神。
He is the one who gives us life.
那他雅各这里也有说，他不仅给我们生命，他也知道我们在掌管我们的明天。
He not only create and made us, he also hold our future.
所以在箴言里面他有说到一个很重要的一点。
So in the Proverbs, it mentioned about one very important thing.
他在箴言的3:5-6那里有说。
In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5-6.
他说你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。
We must trust, verse 5.Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
所以在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight.
所以神是可以引导明天的。
So God guide our tomorrow.
所以我首先的话是对我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹说。
So our message first to our brothers and sisters.
当我们能够明白这样的真理的时候
，So when we understand this truth，
我觉得在我里面是非常非常的喜乐的。
So there is a great joy within us。
因为我们知道谁掌管明天。
Because we know who holds our tomorrow。
那我们还怕什么呢
？So what should we afraid of？
所以主耶稣也在告诉我们说，不要为明天来忧虑。
So our Lord Jesus。Tell us, don't worry about tomorrow.
因为明天自有明天的忧虑。
Because tomorrow has its own.
如果你们不是天父允许的话，没有一个麻雀能够掉在地上。
Without God's permission, no one's bell will fall.
所以一切都在神的手上。
So everything is in our God's hand.
所以弟兄姐妹，当明天发生好事，我们要感谢神。
If good things happen tomorrow, we praise God for that.
那如果明天发生不好的事呢？
If something unpleasant happens tomorrow,
我们也应该感谢神。
We always thank God.
因为我们知道这明天都在神的手上。
Because we know that God holds our tomorrow.
那么我们就不应该有惧怕。
So we do not fear or afraid.
我们看到一个的圣经里面的一个故事。
And we know that there's a story in Bible.
就像约伯的故事。
About the story of Job.
约伯很有钱。
Job is, he was very rich.
但是一天之内他所有的家产都没了。
Within one day, all his possession gone.
他的孩子也很多，有十个的孩子。
He had 10 children.
但是十个孩子同一天也没有了。
Within one day, they all gone.
但是当约伯遇到这样的事的话，他不是来埋怨神。
When such thing happened to Job,
他仍然的来赞美神。
He is still there. He did not complain, but he's still there. Praise God.
因为他知道这是神的手所量定的。
Because he knows the Lord's hand has measured everything.
基督徒也会遇到患难。
Christian will come across suffering.
也会遇到跟世人很多一样的事情，也会死，也会有车祸，也会有意外。
We may come across, like death, accident.
所以当在08年的时候，那个汶川的时候的大地震。
In 2018, 汶川四川 the earthquake in 汶川四川。
很多基督徒也死了。
Many Christians died in that earthquake.
所以很多人就问神啊，为什么？
And many people are questioning what God, why it happened.
但是很多人就说
And also many people answer or respond.
他们就说我们要知道这是在神的手中。
And they said, we know that this disaster is in God's hand.
虽然很多事情我们不能明白的。
So many, although we do not understand, comprehend so many things.
但是神他知道这是经过他的手的。
And God knows, and His hand is there.
所以当基督徒是应该是很有盼望的。
So Christians should have a very sure hope.
因为我们知道即使明天我死了，我也觉得我知道要去哪里。
Even we die tomorrow, we know where we're going.
或者明天我们出什么事了，我们知道我们在神的手上。
Or even tomorrow something happened, we know that God is there.
但是接下来他就雅各就有说到。
And James continues say.
他说：“现今你们竟以张狂夸口，反这样夸口的都是恶的。”
And he talk about we are arrogant, skiing and boasting is not good.
所以当很多人听到刚才所说的
And when we talk about all this,
我想他你们心里面有些可能也会有些的疑问或者有一个的观点
And maybe you have some thought or idea in your heart.
我觉得我还是可以掌控我的明天呢
You may think I can still hold my tomorrow.
因为有些人他觉得他很厉害的
Some peopleThink they are very smart and clever.
像刚才说的那个商业的计划，没准他真的成功了。
Maybe the business plan will go ahead and succeed.
他做到了。
And maybe he can do that.
照着他所想的一步一步做到了。
He can achieve what he planned.
然后他觉得我可以掌管我的明天。
So he think everything is under his control, his home, his tomorrow.
但是雅各这里的提醒很重要。
But here.James reminding is very important.
他说你不可以张狂夸口。
He said, all such boasting is evil.
反这样夸口的都是恶的。
All this such boasting is evil.
换句话说，他说你不可以因此而骄傲。
In other words, you should not proud of this.
仍然觉得你可以掌管明天。
Thinking that you can hold tomorrow.
我在想，当有些事情做到了。是不是所有的事情都可以做得到呢
？You may achieve something, it doesn't mean that you can achieve everything.
不是这样子的。
It's not like that.
所以最近有一个中国有一个很火的电影。
Recently, it's a very popular movie in China.
但是我没有去看。
We haven't watched that one.
但是我看它的预告片。
And he watched the online.
所以呢，里面有一句很重要的台词。
And it's very famous script.
他说：“我命由我不由天。”
我命。He said, my future is my fortune. It's not because of heaven.
所以我的命运是掌握在我自己的手中的。
It basically means my future, my fortune, is my fate is in my own hand.
要做你自己命运的主人。
You should be master of your own fate.
但是真的是这样子吗
？Is that truly like that?
你可以做你命运的主人吗
？Can you be the master of your fate?
真的，我觉得我们真的是不要夸这样的口。
We should not boast like this.
像刚才所说的，我们没有办法掌握下一秒做什么。
We do not really know what will happen next second.
我们没有办法掌握我们的生命。
So we do not hold our own life.
所以这里雅各说到，如果你这样说的话，真的是不对的。
So James said, as it is, you boast in your arrogant skin, it is not good.
所以我们要有一个很清醒的认识。
So we should have a very clear understanding.
我没有办法掌握我的生命。
We cannot hold our life.
我没有办法来掌握一切。
We cannot hold everything.
所以也就说到一点是，我不是这个世界的中心。
Also, in other words, we are not the center of this world.
但是我们的心里面就想成为这个世界的中心。
But in our heart, we wish that we will be the center of this world.
我们要掌控自己的人生。
We want to hold our own life.
为什么会这样子呢？
Why?
如果你是还没有信主的福音朋友的话。
If you haven't come to know Jesus as our gospel friend.
因为心里面会是这样想的，我当然要控制我的人生呢。
Truly, you would think this way. You would like to hold your own life and future.
因为我被这样的教导，我的人生是我自己的。
We are taught, educated in this, and brought up this way.
但是今天这篇的信息要告诉你，不是这样子。
But today we'd like to let you know, actually, our life is not happen like this.
我们是非常的软弱的。
We are so fragile.
我们也非常的有限。
We are so limited.
我们也非常的没有能力。
We are so incapable.
我们没有办法来掌管我们的。
We cannot hold our tomorrow.
所以当雅各要这样的提醒的时候，就要告诉我们，神要掌管你的明天。
So James here remind us and telling us God holds our tomorrow.
我们要谦卑下来，知道承认来到神的面前，承认我没有办法掌管我的明天。
We must come humbly before God and confess that we cannot hold our tomorrow.
所以只有神能够掌管明天。
God, He is the one who holds our tomorrow.
所以在雅各书第十七节这里有说，四章十七节这里有说。
James chapter 4 verse 17.
他说人若行善却不去行，这就是他的罪了。
If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them.
所以当一个基督徒你已经知道我们没有办法掌管明天的时候。
If a Christian already know that he cannot hold tomorrow.
但是你仍然的掌管明天。
But you still holding your tomorrow in your own hand.
当然你不行。
You cannot...Let go.
当然你还要把这个主权抓在自己的手里。
You still hold this in your own, tomorrow in your own hand.
神的提醒是你没有办法掌管明天。
And God remind us that we cannot hold our tomorrow.
你要把明天的主权交给神。
You should submit your tomorrow in God's hand.
你要真的承认主啊你掌管明天。
And confess, Lord, it is you who hold my tomorrow.
如你愿意的话我明天可以活着。
If Lord, if it is your will, I will live tomorrow.
也在你的旨意之下，我们可以做这个事情，我们可以做那个事情。
It is your will, then we will do this and that.
这里有说到，如果你知道这是对的。
If and here I say, if you know this, it is right.
你不去做。
If you doesn't do, you do not do it.
这就是罪的。
It is sin for you.
所以这是给我们基督徒的一个很大的提醒。
So this is a very big reminding for all Christians.
我们让神来介入我们的生活。
Let God come into our life.
来介入到我们的生命的当中。
Come into our life.
把主权交给他。
We submit our own future into His hand.
对于福音朋友，我想我们需要知道的是。
To friends among us, we would like to let you know.
我们盼望你能够来接受这位救主。
We hope you can come and receive this Savior.
然后让他来掌管你的明天。
Let him hold your tomorrow.
然后你的人生能够活在安稳的当中。
So you can live a very life with certain assurance.
我所说的安稳不是什么事情都不会发生。
Here we mention life with assurance. It doesn't mean nothing bad will happen.
而是像你的人生可能就信主之后，人生就像一艘船一样。
After Christian life, it will like a ship, a boat.
在大海的当中。
Driving in a big ocean.
所以在大海当中一艘船，你不是没有方向的。
A ship or a without, it's not like in the ocean, it's not running without direction.
当风浪来的时候，你知道主在船上。
When the storm comes, you know the Lord is on in the boat.
所以你不是在自己在船上在 自己在那边的拯救自己。
We are not safe ourselves.
所以当你这样子有安稳，这是我所说的安稳的人生。
This is what the life be with living by Christ with assurance.
所以当我们再回到这一节的经文，第一节的经文。
When we come back to the first verse.
所以他那里说，你们有话说，今天明天我们要往某城里去，在那里住一年，做买卖得利。
Verse 13. Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carrying on business and make money.
所以当你真的明白你没有控制，你不是在控制明天的话，明天不在我们的手上。
When you know that you're not holding tomorrow is not in your hand.
我们仍然可以计划。
We still can plan.
但是我们将这个事情交在神的面前。
But we commit our plan into God's hand.
主啊，倘若你愿意，我们可不可以去这样做？
Lord, if it is your will, can we do this or that?
然后我们来在那里住一年，我们做买卖得利。
And if it is your will, we live there a year and carry on business and make money.
所以当刚才说到为什么我们觉得自己可以掌管明天呢？
When we talk about why people think they can hold their own till tomorrow.
因为我们觉得我们要做自己的神。
Because we would like to do our own business.
我们要做自己的主。
We would like to be master of all our own fate.
这也就是人堕落的原因。
That's because we've been fallen.
因为当亚当和夏娃，当夏娃在摘那个果子的时候
，When Adam and Eve they ate the fruit, forbidden fruit.
他们心里的想法是
，The thought in their heart was.
他们想要与神同等。
They would like to be equal with God.
他们想要做神。
They would like to be God.
他们想要和神一样，可以像他一样，可以掌管明天，可以掌管生命。
They would like to be like a God who can hold tomorrow and future.
所以这个就是人堕落的开始。
That is the beginning of fallen of human nation, human being.
但是耶稣基督，神的儿子。
But Jesus Christ, the Son of God.
为了我们这个犯的罪人来拯救我们
came to save us who fallen sinner fallen
来为我们钉在十字架上
he was nailed on the cross
来使我们能够来相信他我们来明白我们没有办法来掌管明天
help us to believe and know that we cannot hold our tomorrow
所以我很盼望我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹
I really hopeBrothers and sisters who have believing in the Lord.
福音是与你相关的。
The gospel is still relevant to you.
福音不是已经听过了。
The gospel not just listen and that's it.
所以当有一些的声音说福音聚会是为了福音朋友说的。
Some may say the gospel meeting is only for gospel friends.
所以我们已经听过了。
The gospel, we have heard gospel.
但是在我心里面我在想我们真的完全经历了福音吗
But do in our heart, we may ask a question, are we truly know all the scope of gospel?
我们虽然接受了福音
Though we have received this gospel.
但是我们还要继续的来经历福音。
And we should continue experience what the gospel.
我们虽然经历了这位神
Now, though we experience this God,
但是还有更多的事情我们还没有去经历。
And there's so many treasure in Him we haven't experienced.
因为他实在是很丰富，很丰富的神。
Our God is such rich, gracious God.
所以我们仍然的要谦卑的来听福音。
So we still come before him with humble heart to listen the gospel.
所以当我们也给还没信主的朋友们来说
for the friends come among us,
我们盼望你能够来真正接受这位主。
We truly want you to receive our Lord.
那你的人生是一个很安稳有盼望的人生。
So that you can live a life with hope and assurance.
不再被这些的世上的这些的这些错误的东西来欺骗。
So you will not deceive by so many false saying.
是让你能够认识到你没有办法掌管明天。
So you will know that.You cannot hold tomorrow.
你需要谦卑的在神面前来知道，就神能够掌管明天。
You should humble come before Him and know that only Him holds tomorrow.
那你要得着这样的这样的福分，这样的安稳的话。
If you like to receive such blessing and such assurance,
你要先接受耶稣为你个人的救主。
You should receive Him as your personal Savior first.
让他来掌管你的明天。
Let him hold your tomorrow.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
感谢你借着这一段的话来提醒我们。
Thank you to all this passage of scripture remind us.
也让我们真的是心意更新来变化。
Let us renew our heart and mind.
那我们知道我们没有办法来掌管我们的明天。
Let us know that we cannot hold our tomorrow.
我们做了很多的计划。
We made so many plans.
我们心里面有很多的想法。
We have so many thoughts.
但是主真的是让我们知道这一切都要有你的参与。
But Lord, help us that we will invite you into our plan.
让我们心里有敬畏你的心
Help us to fear you.
来知道只有你来掌管明天
Knowing that only you who hold tomorrow.
所以主啊让我们能够祷告说主如果你愿意我们或做这个或做那个
And help us to pray that Lord if it is your will let us do this or that.
而不是让我们自己的在那边计划自己那边的事情
Let us that Help us that we will not only making our own plan and making our own schedule.
让我们存着谦卑的心来仰望你。
Help us that we look upon you with a humble heart.
来依靠你。
Trust you.
不凭着我们自己的聪明和智慧。
We will not lean on our own wisdom and
faith. 我们也求你将福音朋友我们将他们也交在你的面前。
We commit the friends.Into your hand.
我们求你继续的做工。
May you continue work in their hearts.
将福音的种子撒在他们的心里面。
Plant the seed of gospel in their hearts.
让他们能够成长，能够结果。
So that it will grow and bear fruit.
主啊，求你亲自做工。
May you work in their hearts.
因为我们做了我们撒种的工作。
We sow the seed.
主啊，求你做浇灌，求你做使他们成长的工作。
And may you water and may them grow.
愿你亲自来做拯救人的工作。
May you do the work of salvation.
带领我们接下来的时间。
Lead the following time.
与我们同在。
May you be with us.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.